From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. Attorney General to accept the recommendations of the FBI investigation. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch will accept the recommendations of career employees at the Justice Department, which is looking into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. FBI officials are expected to conclude that their investigation soon. Legal experts have said they do not expect any criminal charges to be filed against the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. Speaking to several U.S. media outlets, Justice Department officials said Lynch will announce Friday that she will accept whatever decision is made by the FBI's career investigators. Lynch has the option of modifying any possible charges against Ms. Clinton. Such disputes between the Justice Department and the FBI are not uncommon, but any modifications would be very controversial, particularly in this and election year. Intense fighting in several Afghan provinces over the last few days resulted in heavy Taliban casualties. In eastern Nangarhar province, officials say security forces have killed at least 32 insurgents while losing only two policemen in 24 hours of fighting. The fighting in the strategic Hesarak district has been going on now for several days. Local residents say that at one point the Taliban managed to capture several police checkposts. The Taliban sent a counterclaim to the media saying that they have besieged the district center and have killed up to 30 Afghan security personnel. At least six people were killed and two injured when gunmen opened fire on two buses in Kenya near the Somali border on Friday. Similar attacks in northeastern Kenya have been carried out by Somalia-based Al-Shabaab just one day earlier. At least 20 people were killed in a massive roadside explosion that engulfed a passenger bus in Somalia. This is VOA News. Government officials and nearly 1,000 Hong Kong residents attended a flag-raising ceremony on Friday morning as the city marked the 19th anniversary of its handover from Britain to China. However, they were outnumbered by tens of thousands of protesters angry over the erosion of Hong Kong's autonomy. Australians vote in federal election on Saturday. While climate change, immigration, and education are key issues, it is the economy that is likely to decide who wins. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Australian political leaders have put economic security at the heart of their election campaigns. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has told voters the country needs the stability his centre-right coalition government can provide. But the opposition Labour leader Bill Shorten says the Prime Minister is a weak leader, just like his besieged British counterpart. Australia's main political leaders must convince voters they have the safe hands the economy needs. Voting in Australia is compulsory, so turnout will be high, and so are the stakes. As a resources boom that insulated the nation from the worst of the global financial crisis continues to fade, voters are demanding that the next government charts a responsible path to prosperity. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Now, Australia has avoided recession for 25 years, but the future's unclear as a resources boom fueled by China's appetite for iron ore and coal continues to fade. Export-dependent countries in Asia are growing increasingly concerned that the growing populist anger in the U.S. and Europe against perceived unfair trade policies could lead to global economic shutdown.
Rising protectionism could throw sand in the wheels of the global trading system and sort of start to gum it up.
Now, that's Frederick Newman. He's a managing director of the HSBC Bank's Asian Economics Research in Hong Kong. Voter frustration with the job losses in industrialized countries due to globalization and free trade policies have been prominent issues in both the recent Brexit vote in Britain to leave the European Union and the U.S. presidential election. The U.S. Defense Department Thursday announced it has lifted its ban on transgender men and women serving openly in the military. This is Ash Carter, the U.S. Defense Secretary.
The first and fundamental reason is that the Defense Department and the military need to avail ourselves of all talent possible in order to remain what we are now, the finest fighting force the world has ever known.
Now, Secretary Carter said the military's mission is to defend the country and the Pentagon does not want barriers unrelated to a person's qualification to serve, preventing it from recruiting anyone. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.